Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, and we are going to continue talking high school hoops. We're in Class 1A right now as the Gladbrook-Rhinebeck boys basketball team, 14-0, 6-0 in the North Iowa Cedar West Division, and they are number 6 in Class 1A in the most recent AP boys basketball poll. So we've got the Rebels head coach, Scott Kiburis, joining us now on the show. Coach Kiburis, thanks so much for the time today. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks for giving us some airtime.
Yeah, absolutely, and well-deserved, too, like I mentioned there. What a season you guys are having so far, and that undefeated record, you took that down to the wire on Monday night, a 61-60 win over South Hardin. How did your guys end up pulling that one out?
You know, South Hardin is obviously a league rival. They've won our conference a couple times in the last couple of years, and we had won it a bunch of times previous. So they have really improved as a team. We were able to pull out. They had a good first quarter, and we had a really good second quarter, and they beat us in the second half of the game. But we went down to the wire, and we were able. Caleb Agastal hit a three when we were down by 2 points, and then we were able to get a layup and survive a mad dash towards the end of the game to win the game by 1 point.
That was your closest game since back on December 14th when you got a 1 point win over Jessup. Was that maybe an important thing? As much as you'd probably rather keep your heart rate down and win comfortably, how important might it have been for your team to get a challenge like that earlier this week?
You know, we talked about it. So we're definitely, we have lots of stuff to improve on, and that we're not great. That other teams out there know some of our stuff, and we just have to be better at what we do. But we had, you know, our point guard and their point guard, who are good offensive scorers, William Kiburis on our side, and their point guard, they went at each other on the defensive end too. And I think both of them had good defensive games, which kind of disrupted the continuity of each team's offense. So we just know that each game is different, and sometimes it's going to be hard for us to score, and we have to maybe bear down on getting rebounds and hustle them on free balls and stuff like that, and each possession counts and is important.
Yeah, that really sticks out in studying your team, Coach, is how they've been able to win in different ways. And you said there that you still got plenty to improve on. What in particular are you really looking for out of your guys here in the back half of the regular season to fine-tune?
Well, a couple of the things is defensively, we've got to bear down, and we've had some good defensive games too. So we're always looking to improve our team defense. Scoring-wise, we have pretty good distribution of scoring. We have, but William Kiburis, our point guard, also plays inside on the offense, has scored quite a bit, and they're kind of keying on some of the things that he does. So we recognize that each game we might have a different player. Luke Griffin and Caleb Agastal on the outside have come through for us, especially against zone defenses, knocking down shots. And Tristan Sanford Anders in the paint, he had a big game against South Hardin. That sometimes it goes, you know, we're going to play an inside game and look to score from inside the paint. So we're just different games present different things, and the scoring is going to come from just different aspects of our game.
How about on the other side of the coin, Coach Kiburis? So what's been one or two of the steadiest, most consistent things about this Rebels team so far this season?
I think we've had good first half, and so we get out into a lead, and if you play from in front, it's a little easier to decide how that second part of the game is going to go. So sometimes it has to be half court. Comes down to having to play half court defense. Sometimes it's we can press a little bit more and try to create more transition and more possession sometimes is important to us. So those are some of the things we've been successful with. William Kiburis has done a really good job at early in games when they're focusing in on him, finding the open man for scoring opportunities. And then sometimes later in the game, getting an opportunity for himself to get some shots up. So those are some of the things I think we've been pretty successful with and how we're scoring this year.
Forgive my ignorance, Coach Kiburis, but is William your son? What's the relation?
Yeah, he's my youngest son, and he's been at a lot of basketball games. He's a junior. He's been at a lot of basketball games throughout his life of ours, and being forced to be in the gym, and now he's getting his opportunity. So he's started here since he was a freshman, and he's done a pretty good job for us.
Yeah, he's having an outstanding season, like you've touched on already, and 23.1 points per game, about 7.5 assists. That's incredible production. What can you tell us about what Williams done? I mean, it's one thing to watch those games, and the coach's son, they always have an advantage. They've got that mental edge, I think, most times that they get the benefit from, you know, growing up in a coach's household. But what's William done to be able to translate that mental edge into physical execution and perform at this level?
Yeah, he's had a lot of kids before him, kids he's watched. Joe Smoltz is playing up at Upper Iowa right now. Was a really good basketball player for us at point guard, and Camden Kickbush, who had a great career at Wartburg. He's had the opportunities to work out with them and watch them play, and so he's learned from them and has a good grasp of what's going on the floor and can slow it down and see things sometimes because he's involved in the game that I may not see, and he can subtly kind of tell me this is what I think would work. And so far, it's been successful.
Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company. The Rebels, number 6 in Class 1A, undefeated, 14-0. All right, coach, you told us about your youngest son. Tell us a little bit about you. This is your first time on the show, so you know what are your philosophies? Who have been your biggest influences when it comes to the game of basketball?
Oh, biggest influences. So now I'm coaching. This is my 30th year coaching, 13th year at Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Some of it, I guess, influences. When I was a young player, I had a coach named Vance Wahlberg who has kind of redefined some like dribble drive offense type situations that he was somewhat successful with in high school. And so I kind of learned a little bit from him as he went on and coached in college and he later coached in the pros. And so kind of learned a little stuff from him. So he's been a major influence. And obviously just some of the teams I've had coaching when I was young, kind of toying with different things and watching what works and what doesn't work have been some of the influences. But we watch a lot of game film now. And so I hate to say it, but we learn from the other high school coaches that we're going against. So every once in a while you pick up different things from some of the people that you're coaching against and go, I like that. So I want to try to put it in myself.
How well, I mean, since you've been coaching as long as you have, Coach Kiburis, how well do you feel like your program and the peer programs you're going against are ready for the transition that's coming soon with a shot clock in high school basketball?
Oh, gosh, we talk about that all the time. I remember they had a newspaper interview asking me what I thought about the shot clock, and I think that was about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was the only one who said I don't want it because I like to make sure when we're winning a game that I want to be able to, you know, dictate what's going on and hold on to the basketball. If you're good enough to hold on to the basketball, maybe you deserve to be able to do that. But then we were in a state championship game a couple years ago against Grandview Christian, and they got a 10-point lead in us, and they were capable of holding the ball, so, and we couldn't come back from a 10-point deficit. So then my views changed on it. And since I like offense, shot clock should, we don't like it when teams hold the ball for 40 seconds to start a game. That just gets us out of our rhythm. So we're hoping that, we're looking forward to the shot clock. Hopefully, the 1A school might be hard operating it.
Yeah.
Maybe finding the funding to put it up and see how it works. But I think it'll be a good change for high school basketball.
How much are you talking to your guys about the fact that you're undefeated? Does it come up at all? Do you just kind of show up and do your work? Because you get to this point of the season, and you know these guys are well aware of it. They're on social media. They see the rankings. They see everybody else's records. How do you go about handling that with your team, Coach?
We don't really talk about it. I mean, we know, like, the couple teams that we're playing ahead of us. So sometimes you play multiple games and you don't get an opportunity to have a practice right before the team you're playing, so you might talk about two or three teams in advance. So we just kind of talk about that, what the other team's doing the next day. So we don't really talk about records. I guess with a family of basketball, one of my other son has helped assist us on the team. So he kind of looks into what our playoff situation might be in the future. So we understand that starting strong actually could help you in dictating where you might end up in a district. But just enjoying one game at a time is kind of fun too.
A couple more minutes here with Gladbrook Rhinebeck High School boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis. Coach, I got to ask about your senior, Tristan Sanford Anders. He's your leading rebounder, leading shot blocker. We talked about William earlier. It sure looks like Tristan's bringing some much-needed elements to your team on a night-in, night-out basis.
Yeah, Tristan has he blossomed late in the sophomore year with shot blocking opportunities. He's really kind of a deceiving player. He's you know 6'4", 6'5", but he plays a lot taller than that when he's on defense. And then last year his offensive element came into the game and was scoring inside, but kind of a little unorthodox on the outside. He can drive to the basket and shoot the three a little bit, and that came into play in our last game by knocking down two threes, which I'm not sure South Harden was aware that he could shoot it from that far out. So he's come a long way rebounding. He's got quite a few, and so he gives us that presence as pretty much the only senior who gets a lot of playing time, the opportunity to know that we are going to be able to score from the inside as well as on the outside.
All right, before I let you go, Coach, and thanks so much again for your time today. You've got AGWSR coming up on Friday night, a road game. What's going to take to go get that W?
Well, I mean, they're a team that we talked about earlier that sometimes tries to limit our possessions, so we would like to play a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. They have improved quite a bit as the season is going along, so it's always a competitive game when we go over to Ackley and play. So we're just going to try to make sure that we are prepared in all facets of what they're going to throw at us defensively, and try to maybe get the game as many possessions as possible.
Coach, it was a real pleasure learning about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and we'll have to get you on the show again sometime soon, hopefully after you've made a deep run in the postseason.
Oh, that would be nice. We appreciate you having us on and giving Clapper Rhinebeck some airtime, like I said. Thank you.